Cape Town is a complex space, and for me, any festival which is a true reflection of the mother city needs to reflect that complexity. Those are the opening notes to a wonderful message by the executive producer of the Cape Town Fringe Festival, currently underway in many venues across Cape Town until the 8th of October. Ashraf Jardine joins us now on the line. Ashraf, it is a very complex city, and how, pray tell, do you reflect that in a program for this festival? Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm well and I'm happy. We kicked off and the complexity is happening. 2 days into the festival, and I'm really pleased that we were brave enough to take the Cape Town Fringe out of the center of Cape Town and to build a circuit of venues that run right across the peninsula. It's quite a logistical undertaking to be working with 13 different venues where we are presenting 103 productions. So I'm giving you these numbers just to give an indication of the logistical complexity of this year's model. In the past, the Cape Town Fringe has been housed, as I'm sure you know, in the City Hall. And for various reasons, the City Hall is not part of the equation this year. And we're trying out a new model, which I think has been very well received. And what that does is it means that we've had to build a festival program very much in collaboration with our partner venues. So that's the key to the complexity. You know, there's no one artistic voice or vision. It's very much a collective festival, which I think for me is closer to the truth and the true ethos of Fringe, if you will.
It is, and I've often asked, whenever I've spoken about the National Arts Festival and speaking to Tony Lancaster almost on a yearly basis, why don't you bring it to a big city like Cape Town? And he often says it will be lost in a big city like Cape Town because there are so many things happening. I mean, if you think of Cape Town right now, the Zaits Mockum Museum opening yesterday and free to the public, the Afro Festival happening also in other parts. Do you mean that there's so much to do? And yet, maybe I am in the space, so therefore I have a slightly more vested in interest. I know so many Capetonians who are already mapping out their program for the next week and a half or so, because they will be coming to see something at the Fringe. And having them go to places like the Zolani Center in Nyanga for the very first time. I mean, whenever you report on Nyanga, you're reporting on it being the murder capital of the country. And yet there's wonderful talent that needs to be showcased and celebrated in that community as well.
I also think the new model is a little bit strategic. I mean, just from a practical point of view, expecting people to leave, especially like on a Saturday, you know, Cape Townians have spent the week commuting to work. To have the opportunity to go around the corner in Nyanga or Philippi or Delft or OBS and go to your local theater, if you will, your local space, and spaces that people haven't heard of, Jolly Cock in Retreat. Do the people even know that there's a wonderful performing arts venue with an amazing program right around the corner on the Cape Flats? So I think for me, I'm hoping the move has been strategic, because not only do we want audiences to go to places that they haven't been to before, but we're also hoping that we're activating spaces that people don't necessarily know of right around the corner, you know, shining a light on work that's already being done. And that old saying, many hands make light work, by pooling together our energy, our resources, our creativity, as opposed to the Cape Town Fringe as an entity by itself trying to generate energy and attention. 10 different venues coming together as a collective to make a collective effort to celebrate creativity feels more powerful. And I love what you're saying, that I also feel like there's a much stronger sense. I think that as opposed to trying to build or reactivate a network that is sort of rolled in a sort of wave every time that the fringes come to Cape Town, is very different to working with people who are making work in Cape Town all of the time and sort of amplifying that for a moment of celebration.
I'm going to ask the most impossible question. What would you recommend? I imagine you're going to recommend everybody, everything rather. Let me tell you the ones that I'm certainly looking forward to.
Okay.
The Champion is an extraordinary piece of production. It won the Fleta Cup Theatre Award for Ukaeletu Antoning. It's directed by a young man, also named Kaeletu, his surname Mofu, and that's showing at the Makukanya Art Room in Kaeletu. That's an extraordinary production that you must go and see. Seeing Ernestine Dean performing is a delight for any day, really. And she'll be performing at the Alma Cafe on the 1st of October and the 4th of October. And I'd certainly suggest both those. At the Alexander Barnes Strand Street in Cape Town, The Funeral with Mbaba Simo Majola. An incredible, quirky, honest take on funerals and how we reflect on them, I suppose, when we've been unlucky enough to lose a loved one. And The Powers of Likeness, a dance and visual and physical theatre production that involves Joseph Antoner, that's showing at the Theatre Arts Admin. Actually, today would be the last day, or was it yesterday? Never mind. I think we might have missed that by a day or so. So those are just some of my favourites that I'm just literally picking up from your programme. Do you have any favourites?
I want to say no, but I do. I saw The Edge of the Light at Alex Bar last night. It actually premiered at Theatre Arts Admin previously, and this is what I like about Cape Town Fringe, is the opportunity to catch work which you may have missed. So there's no prescription about premiering or what's wonderful. You could also have missed Mamela Namnyaza's Rock to the Core, which premiered at Zolani Center when the Fringe opened. But luckily, you can still catch it because it's transferring to Theatre Arts Admin today and tomorrow. So definitely, when Braden comes, Edge of the Light, she was a bursary winner at Theatre Arts Admin. What extraordinary, powerful storytelling, absolutely wonderful physical performance mixed in there, lovely mythical moving work. I was very deep in by that piece. I saw The Funeral as well. I absolutely recommend it. What a powerful performer and what a quirky subject for performance. And I especially loved, like you say, how he managed to find the humor in such a dark topic.
Mm.
Also coming from I'm going to refer to work that I know of from other places. Kasi's Stories played in Grahamstown. They're going to be down at Theatre Arts Admin as well. Coming in the next day or two, that's definitely something to look out for. The Jolly Carp is definitely also housing some very interesting stuff, which I hope people will go out and see, but also the people in the surrounds will go to. We've got some amazing theatre for the whole family, and we've tried to, especially in the more hostile venues, make sure that there are at least one or two pieces of children's theatre. Bunny and the Magic Hat, man. And in the Magic Hat is for everybody. It's going to be hugely entertaining. Kasi Stories, I've mentioned, can also be seen at Delft Black Box Theatre. I'm also looking forward to Eugene O'Neill's Thirst. I love it when Fringe works tackle really complex plays, strip them down, make them possible, make them accessible. It's a small work. It's a very relevant work. Thirst is a classic Eugene O'Neill. Functions on the premise that these people arrive on a desert island, and you know the kinds of secrets and lies that emerge when people are grappling over a scarce resource. So I think that's particularly relevant, not only in terms of the water shortage in Cape Town, but also in terms of the political landscape. So it's a piece I'm really looking forward to see how they make it, how they exploit the relevance for now. We also have a bunch of amazing stuff happening at the German Club, where we've built a fringe club. It's going to have a lot of comedy. Definitely to look out for there is the very big comedy show with Rob van Vuuren. It sort of officially launches the fringe club in the gardens, and that's happening this weekend on the 24th. We've also got Tats Nkonzo is privileged, a Standard Bank Ovation award-winning piece, which will be on towards the end of the month on the 27th and the 28th. Jomata Barbecue is on tonight, stand-up comedy, which marries the Cape Flats with an international perspective. That's going to be on at the Jolly Carp in Retreat. And last but not least, Benjamin Jephthah, the Standard Bank young artist for this year.
On the 1st of October. 1st of October, 7 o'clock
now
at the Fridge Club. And it's important because he has moved to Johannesburg, as many of our most talented jazz artists, because that's where they get regular work. So having him back in Cape Town to perform is absolutely incredible. Ashraf, I cannot wait. You are going to fill up my diary for the next while.
Well, I'm very impressed by, I think your planning is further ahead than mine. But I'm also... Before people get out and get ahead of me, I'm gonna go pick up a few extra tickets this morning.
Oh no, you
to
must
make sure that my weekend is filled up.
You definitely must. The executive producer of the Cape Town Fringe Festival, on show on a number of platforms and wonderful stages across Cape Town. It's on until the 8th of October. Do go to capetownfringe.co.za for the program if you don't have a physical copy of it, and you can also buy your tickets there. And the earlier you buy those tickets, particularly to some of the shows that Ashraf has mentioned not too long ago, the earlier you buy them, the luckier you will be, because by the time the show comes, I'm sure it will be sold out and there'll be no more space left. Thank you very much, Ashraf Jahadine.